Ea lifted her gaze from the wooden bowl of cassava roots that would become the chicha beverage of her Akwar people, her dark eyes ablaze with defiance, until she noticed her grandmother's unrelenting stare. She looked away. "Do I really have to go?" she protested, her voice barely audible in the still morning air. "There's so much work to be done here, and I'm sure grandfather doesn't need me there to make his announcement." But Maria was unwavering. "Your grandfather was clear, Ea. He wants everyone in the village to be present, without exception." She hobbled over to Ea, her wrinkled hands reaching out to stroke her raven hair with a loving touch, avoiding the sensitive areas of her granddaughter's scalp. "I know it's not easy for you, little mouse. You've always been shy and withdrawn, uncomfortable in large crowds. But I've given your grandfather my word, and he's counting on you." Ea leaned into the caress and gazed up at her grandmother, hoping she would reconsider, but no such luck. She sighed, her thin frame trembling with frustration. She'd always struggled with her reputation as the village's shy and timid mouse, and now even her grandmother was using their name for her. Grandfather Ompe was not only the healer and spiritual guide for their Akwar people, but one of the most respected shamans in the region, his words carrying the weight of the rainforest. With a heavy heart, Ea dropped the cassava root back into the bowl, wiping her hands on the front of her shirt as she followed her grandmother towards the meeting house. The other villagers were already gathering, a kaleidoscope of vibrant colors and sounds as they made their way towards the heart of the village. Ea paused, taking in the breathtaking view before her. The lush greenery of the Amazon rainforest, its hundreds of trees and shrubs stretching towards the sky like emerald sentinels surrounded her. She knew most of them by name, their secrets and uses passed down to her by her grandfather and grandmother. They'd taught her about the three most powerful spirits of the jungle: Amasanga, the spirit of the rainforest; Sungi, the spirit of the water; and Nungwi, the spirit of clay and soil. With a deep breath, Ea steeled herself for the upcoming announcement, ready to face the crowd and stand by her grandfather's side. She was, after all, a part of this vibrant and thriving community, connected to the land and its spirits by the blood that flowed through her veins. Ea felt a sense of awe as she gazed upon the gathering of her village. The sun was slowly rising over the lush canopy of the rainforest, casting a warm, golden glow over the scene before her. The vibrant colors of the clothing and decorations worn by the villagers added to the already lively atmosphere, making the morning seem even more alive with energy. Ompe, sitting regally in his ceremonial turtle-shaped chair, was the focal point of the gathering. It filled Ea with pride to be his granddaughter, and she beamed with joy as he acknowledged her with a smile and a nod. His attire confirmed the special nature of the occasion. The bright blue shirt, adorned with strands of seeds and nuts, was a striking contrast to the lush greens and browns of the surrounding jungle. The skirt, with its stripes of blue, white, and gray, added to the regal appearance, as did the ceremonial necklace and hat of red and gold feathers. As the room filled with familiar faces, Ea noticed Matita making his way towards Ompe, a determined look in his eye. She had heard whispers he might be the next shaman, and she felt a flutter of excitement at the thought. With his chiseled jawline and muscular physique, Matita was certainly popular with all the young girls, but it was the way he carried himself that truly set him apart. Dressed in similar blue attire to Ompe, it seemed like no coincidence that their clothing matched. With all the signs pointing towards a special occasion, Ea wondered what the outcome of the meeting would be. Was this the moment her grandfather would finally announce his successor? The anticipation was almost palpable, and Ea held her breath in anticipation. It had been a long time since she had seen her grandfather in all his finery, and felt sure today was going to be a momentous day, one that would be remembered for generations to come. The murmurs of the crowd hushed as Ompe's eyes fluttered open, and Ompe greeted the gathered people with a warm smile. With outstretched arms, he welcomed them to the start of a beautiful morning. He spoke in the melodic tongue of the Shiwire people. "Greetings, dear friends and family of the forest. The spirits have blessed us, and it is with great joy I invite you to join me in a moment of tranquil celebration." He raised his arms higher, directing the villagers towards the sky, the river, and the surrounding woodland, in a show of reverence to the forces of nature that sustain their lives. "I know we all have our daily duties to attend to, so I'll get right to what I have to say." As the whispers of the crowd grew louder, Ompe waited until everyone became quiet. "For weeks, my spirit animal, the mighty jaguar, has visited me in my dreams with a persistent message. It is time for me to pass on my knowledge and train the next shaman of our people." The villagers turned their heads to look at Matita, who smiled and nodded at the prospect. "I must admit, I was reluctant to heed the dreams," Ompe continued. "But the jaguar's message has been unwavering, and I have learned through the years to trust my spirit animal's guidance." Ompe rose from his chair, his movements slow and deliberate, and walked over to Matita, placing his hands on the young man's shoulders. A sadness etched on the old shaman's face as he spoke. "Matita, you have been a faithful companion, and I hold you in high regard. But the jaguar has guided me in a different direction." Ompei dropped his hands and scanned the crowd of villagers. "These are trying times. We have all felt the darkness creeping in from the north. If we are to be the condors that save our home, we must be open to new and unconventional ways." Ompei made his way through the throng of villagers until he stood just a few feet away from Ia. He raised his arms towards the sky, as if to salute the sun. "Ia, my granddaughter, whose name means sky, space, and universe," he said, "the jaguar has guided me to select you as our next shaman, our first with the same energy as Pachamama herself." The villagers gasped in unison, their surprise evident on their faces. Ia felt the world spin around her as she struggled to grasp the enormity of the announcement. How could this be? She had always dreamed of one day leaving her village, traveling to Quito, or another city, to further her education. In her dreams, she would return one day to help her people navigate the challenging times they faced. But now, her grandfather's dream had derailed her plans, and she could not ignore his wishes. Not only was he the shaman of her people, but he was also the elder who had raised her since the death of her parents. Had she misread her own dreams? Had Chumap, her teacher, been wrong to encourage her? Perhaps it was time for her to surrender to the far more powerful forces that dictated her life. Ia stood frozen, watching as the villagers returned to their daily routines, but for her, she knew her life would never be the same. She started to follow her grandmother, but then stopped. Instead, she turned towards the forest, the one place where she felt truly at home and accepted. The forest, with its dense canopy and rustling leaves, would be her refuge, her solace, as she grappled with the new reality of her life.